The peculiar glowing stone is there today, on top of the sandbox again. You pick it up and, tentatively, prepare to meditate your way into one of the memories inside. You wonder what will happen today, feeling a strange twinge in your neck and a twitching between your legs. You wake up, but sleep is still clinging to your brain. You feel the fuzziness, and it is quite pleasant. You remember it feels good to feel fuzzy and blank, and good feelings come to you when you have extended periods of fuzzy blankness in your memory. You stir, slowly finding your way out of bed. Your standing up makes you briefly feel a head rush, a pleasant euphoria. You welcome it, embrace it, but carefully sit back down on the edge of the bed. You grip the bed sheets, feeling that rush has culminated in some morning wood. Blood flow from your brain down through your belly to your cock, right to your cock. It's almost like you're just overflowing with vigor. Grip your cock. Your brain commands it. Your body demands it. Your cock stands up and fits so well in your hand. Just a few pumps. A few pumps. One. And two. Three. And four, you're focusing on making the cock feel good, the unique hot hardness of a morning boner, where you know it began physically, but having a hard-on makes you horny. You pump it just a few extra times. Five, and six, six. And seven, seven, and eight, moving your hand along your penis and bringing the good feelings that make you almost want to go back to bed. Eight and nine. There is a heavy, weighty feeling around your hips. You know it might be unusually easy to climax today. You keep one hand on your cock. Nine and... Oh, you have somewhere to be. Your hand releases your cock. You slowly find your way to your feet. The heavy days from before goes, and you feel a little more alert. Touching your own body all over, you notice a few strange aches and pains, but when you touch them, you feel only positive associations. Whatever you were doing last night, you loved it. You look around your little apartment, clean and tidy. Surprising. Did you clean up at some point? Whatever. You head for the shower. A fluffy white towel is waiting, folded. You go inside and wash yourself off, paying special attention to your cock. It goes down just a little, but when you're out of the shower drying off, you just brush the head of your cock, and that seems to flick a switch. You're hard again. You have to go to your meeting, but it is just at the client's house. It isn't too formal. You can wear loose slacks with no belt. They stay up around your hips anyway, and the crotch is loose enough in this pair that your boner won't be too obvious. Wait, what business were you in again? You think about it, and your hand is drawn inexorably back to your cock. One, two, dry off your body with the other hand, using the towel to wipe away the water from your clean skin. 3, 4. Your cock is pumping, and your blood is pumping, and your brain is dripping with water and heat, arousal, and the masturbation you need. 5, 6. All that matters is getting to your appointment, or else you'll stand here all day pumping your dick. 7, 8. It feels so good. That might not be so bad. 9. You notice your phone is buzzing and slide your hand away from your cock. It has even gone down a little with your obedient stroking. Obedient to what? You remember, you were in sales, and it is very important you get to that appointment. The text looks strangely blurry, but you remember you work in sales. It is very important you go to this woman's house. You dress slowly, but definitely, making sure your appearance looks normal. You wear a hoodie that hides the back of your neck. You mean, you wear a hoodie because it is a little chilly today. You are careful to walk slowly. You avoid working up a sweat. Your whole body feels so clean, and your cock is hard again in your pants. You make your way, step after step, toward the car. 1, 2. You visualize the drive in your car. You can see very definitely in your head the route you will take. You go down to the car. 3, 4. Step after step, always aware of how hard your cock is and the blood pumping in your body. 5, 6. The corridors pass slowly, a slow blur. The car is waiting. You didn't remember it being this clean, but 7, 8. Your cock is still pumping. You sit down in the driver's seat in a sweet state of throbbing arousal. 9. Alert, confident, conscious, driving deliberately the several blocks to the apartment building on the edge of the city. This place is private and beautiful. Trees pass, parks pass, many clean cars like yours parked all around the block. Clean body, clean cars, your cock dripping just a little, but you know that will be welcome. Welcome? No, it'll be fine. Fine that you can feel your heartbeat, your body throbbing, and your penis seems like it is pumping even without your hand to help. Pump once, pump twice. The juices from your penis slide down it, basting it, covering it. It's hard enough, it is making a dent in your pants. You wonder if you should masturbate in your car before getting out to avoid any scandal. Pump 3, pump 4. You feel your heartbeat in your penis, as hard as it has ever been. But you know, she is waiting. Pump 5, opening the car door. Your keys in hand. You have no purse, no briefcase. Your driver's license is in your pocket. Insurance is in the dash. Pump 6. You know these things because you needed to know them to get here. You walk toward the front door of the apartment building. Pump 7. One hand comes up to rub your neck. You feel a brief spark of pleasure, mingled with pressure, mingled with sensitivity. Pump 8. 9. You hear the buzzer and the door opens. You walk inside. The stairs are right there, but swaying as much as you are. You walk inside the elevator instead. The doors close behind you. You reach down and take hold of your cock. You're not completely sure how these things match up, but they do. You can feel your body heating up. 1, 2. Every time you stroke, that feeling gets stronger. You're too hard and you've been edging all morning. Just as soon as you have that realization, it fades. Because your penis is in your hand, and you know that every time you stroke your cock, you remember your mission. 3. You remember your goal. 4. You remember your meeting. Staring into the silver reflective surface of the elevator, your cock is fit to burst already. You want to come. 5. You see the reflection, how big your pupils are. The daze, the glaze, hard to focus, hard cock. 6. 7. Working it, jerking it, sinking down. 8. Standing in the elevator, hand slid down your loose pants, holding the contents of that tent which was bothering you all the way over here, demanding stimulus and attention. 9. Your hand comes off your cock, because you realize you have to push the button for the 9th floor. Your cock is still hard. It is even jumping around inside your pants, moving and twitching. You let it do so. You let yourself go. Drift. Drift as the button is pushed, and you just leave your hand on the silvery panel of the elevator. You look how glazed the person in the mirrored silver surface looks. How out of it they must be. Rising. Slowly rising. 1. Your hand drifts off the panel, back between your legs. This isn't even about climax anymore. This is about a necessary and arousing lifeline. As long as you stroke your cock, everything will be good. 2. Inside your head is the same fuzzy, tight, hot feeling which was in your penis from the second you awakened. Every time you get stroking. 3. You think you could maybe remember. 4. Stroking your cock makes the memories closer, but you also get a bit too horny to do anything with them. 5. The hand that isn't on your cock slides up and touches the pleasure spot on your neck, the place that feels tender, sensitive, but oh, so good when you rub it. 6. Hard to know what's going on. Maybe you'll ask the client to use her bathroom when you get there. 7. That'd be rude, though, wouldn't it? 8. A blood donor shouldn't use their client's facilities. You had a chance before you left the farm, right? Wait, what was that? Just 9. The door opens. You walk out and down the hall. All the numbers look blurry, all except the very obvious 9 ahead. You walk to it. You walk to it and it opens before you get there. You see a pale hand with beautifully manicured but unpainted nails beckoning. A woman's hand beckoning. She's inside the room, but you walk inside. This is who you're here for. The door clicks closed behind you. Powerful and cool hands grip your collar and push you against the wall. It feels good. You feel good. Just being near her opens some jar of pleasure in your head. You smile. Her hand is sliding between your legs. Your smile widens. She is completely naked. Her skin is impossibly pale, white and ghostly, but her hands feel warm. You feel blood pulsing inside. Blood. Pump. 1. 2. Her hand has grabbed your cock through the fabric, feeling the tent. And when she speaks, it is with a haughty and amused voice, still holding you against the wall with the other arm, pinning you by your shoulders. For a moment, you wonder if you're doing the right thing, being proper, being respectful, like they told you to. They even made you all hard for me. They know I like to play with my food. That's why your little stick has been nothing but wood this morning, by the way. 3. That place is the best service we've ever had. I'll have to write a note on you when I send you back. 4. 5. You're here to supply my meal, she explains. And you see how her incisors are just a little too sharp and growing. Oh, she's a vampire. That makes sense. You hear a ripping sound. Fabric. Your pants are in tatters around your ankles. The tips of her nails seem to sharpen. But then, it's just softness. Soft hand, surprisingly hot for a vampire. Her whole body is hot, but the actual physical heat under her skin is surprising. She must do something to make that happen. Her breasts are a large D cup. The whole body is compact. Her hair is a black pixie cut. She looks sporty, but her eyes are incredibly sharp. Her body is fit and muscled enough that you are unsurprised how easily she can lift you off the ground with one arm and stroke your cock with the opposite hand. 6. All the stroking you did to your penis all morning long has made it very vulnerable to her touch. You have your slickness in mind, because you've been accumulating your own sexual lube all over your dick. And now, your sticky, seedless fluids are all over her hand, being rubbed into the soft sides of your dick, onto the hardness of the swollen muscle underneath. 7. 8. She pumps you a few times quickly, rubbing her bare breasts against your chest while she breathes hotly across the exact tender spot on your neck where, in your stroke-driven haze, you know you have been bitten before. 9 will be bitten again. She lowers you down a little. 10. Your cock squirts on her bare, pale belly, and the edged-up release you wanted all this time finally happens. You want it bad enough you're unconcerned with disrespecting this gorgeous woman's skin with your seed out of the blue. She caused it. She also causes a sharp, spreading pleasure from your neck. She's biting you. Her fangs go in where other fangs have gone, a spot that gets more tender each time this happens. With your climax, you remember. Remember confinement. Remember torment, sexual and otherwise. Your cock has sprung to attention, but the return of memory makes it squirt harder. Vampires mess with your head, so you can't help but get a fetish after a while. So powerful. She's still pressing you into the wall as she hungrily sucks on your neck, drinking. You feel the heat gushing into her, the pressure of your vitality flowing. You know her fangs and saliva will stop the flow of blood when she wants it to. She drinks, and the swallowing sound from next to your ear mixes with the obscene squirting from your dick. For as long as she bites, your balls keep emptying themselves, held pathetically against the wall as you are. Your dick is still hard, even with a few good squirts welling right up from your balls. Let it happen. Give in to it. All your programming, all your memories tell you that. Your butt is slapping into the wall, your legs flailing, your whole body reacting to that connection, the electric current running from her fangs and your neck to your cock in her hand, squirting over her tight stomach. Warm squirting. The briefest moment where you don't care about anything. Unconcerned, giving in to her stroking, you realize you were sent here on delivery. You remember. The arousal of all morning ebbs at the same rate as your blood flowing into her mouth does. Slow, with a few fits and starts. A few drips. Your cock feels amazing. Your hips feel heavy. Whole body feels heavy. With a smack of her lips to lick you clean, she removes herself from your neck, her saliva already closing the holes in your neck. You grunt, groan. She lets go and you slide down the wall. Your semi-hard cock pathetically deflating and coated in its own cum. She looks down at you. You see her bare pussy, her graceful stance. Her feet aren't quite touching the floor. Unlike her nails, her toenails are painted in a faint red. You laugh at that. It's hard to do anything but laugh. The hypnotic gaze gone, you can feel your aching body, but also feel your arousal more intensely. You're so horny all the time now, a little bite slut getting turned on at your job. That's what they said. They knew you'd come back. Addicted blood bag. Vampire fucking pleasure haze filling all your sentient time, which is less and less of your time. You even worked out, got in shape, made sure you'd be clean and biteable and desirable, to make sure you kept your usefulness. You could lie to yourself, pretend you didn't want it. She presses one of her feet down on your flaccid cock and applies weight to it somehow. You feel the pressure. Post-orgasmic cock sensitive, and it squirts a bit more onto her foot. Well, I need to shower after this anyway. Her lips are very red right now. That was good. Too bad you didn't last longer. You look up at her, silent, a look of defiance across your features. Eyes, she says. You instantly look deliberately into her eyes. That was a rule. It was part of you now. You were so hungry for how it felt. Her eyes were red in the core, like her lips. Red. It always started with red. You can see her. Now the red light slowly fills your vision. Floaty. You feel floaty. Your cock starts to get hard again. That was when you stood out to them. When you got hard the moment they tranced you. The moment you look into a vampire's eyes, you get hard. Oh, that did it. I didn't believe it, she says. Your cock is hard again, and because it just came, it's violating the refractory time. It's big and hard, and this tires your muscles out. Your body should have more trouble. But her eyes. You float away in her eyes. The limitations of the body. The sting in your neck. The floating post-orgasmic relaxation. None of it matters. You stare into her eyes. She gestures for you to stand, and you do. You could avoid being hypnotized if you just never looked in their eyes. But the moment they command it, you eagerly, happily invite yourself into their gaze, and invite them into your mind. It's so easy to just put away all your thoughts of me. All your thoughts of what we do to you. Put it away inside your cock. And then your cock remembers. You hear her voice saying the words as she leads you to the bed nearby. This is one big room with heavy curtains on the windows. A fridge, a massive television. You see a whirlpool tub through the bathroom door. But only because that door is behind her, and you have to stare at her eyes. She pushes you onto the bed. You mourn the loss of her control, and try to turn to see her eyes, but she climbs on top of you. Her muscular thighs give your torso a squeeze as she walks backward down your body until her glowing eyes are again aligned above you. And she smiles. You mirror the smile. All the aches, pains, memories of the farm go away. So easy to get lost in those eyes. Your cock is the key. She's rubbing her butt downward against it, and you feel her soft flesh yield a little. But only a little. Then she tightens it up and your cock practically bounces off. Your cock makes you an exceptional candidate. It remembers how sexy, how scary, how enticing this all was. She's explaining matter-of-factly. She doesn't seem involved with the farm, so they must have told her. You might run away, if you could get two thoughts together. But you only remember when you come. And you only come when you're allowed. But your cock tries to tell you, being hard all the time, keeping the blood pumping. You're still hard. Haven't you ever gotten oddly hard when you were intimidated or scared? Well, now you do. She laughs. Then there's a blur of movement. Your cock is buried in her warm, wet pussy, being squeezed to the very base. She is impaled on it. You know this because as you look into her eyes, your cock gets harder. Somehow harder. She wants it harder. It is at its limit. You feel each individual vein stand up, and from the way she's groaning in arousal, so does she. Scared stiff of us. All the time. Maybe it would be fun to let you remember for a little. She bounces on your cock, keeping her eyes locked on yours, which keeps you in a state of pleasure suspension. You're in your favorite place, hypnotized in her eyes, your dick buried in her pussy, and somehow that is the lesser of the two pleasures. She has splendid control and manages to push the head of your cock against a spot inside her that has her panting. Your arms and legs are so heavy that even with this pressure of her folds against you, your orgasm is distant and you barely twitch. She has taken her phone from the bedside table. You see its blue light briefly reflected in her red eyes. But you're still deep, and you only want to be under her and in her anyway. Your cock twitches feebly. If she was not exercising control, surely it would have come. Your balls feel a very faint twinge from where she stepped on them earlier. Maybe you were out of it and she trampled a little harder than you thought. Or maybe they're objecting to not being allowed to come. Pressure building up. Someone has apparently picked up her phone call. She is holding it to her ear. She manages to keep her voice controlled, despite the way you can see her pussy constricting while she sits cowgirl atop you, rising up and down without seeming to use her muscles at all, sliding up and down on your cock. One. How much to rent him for the week? Two. She has some kind of juice or lubricant, and is using your own remnants of cum besides. You slide in and out easily. Oh, you know I'm good for it. Three. Okay, see you for dinner tomorrow. I'll bring him and we can share a snack. Four. She hangs up and tosses the phone onto a pile of laundry near the bed. The room shows definite signs of being lived in all day, but you take in those details only for a second before she leans in close. Her glowing eyes, occasionally blinking with those long eyelashes, you drift into them. We only take small bites these days, most days, unless we're breaking you in. It's true. You notice you feel less faint, less weak than you'd expect to be. That's why you get shared out so often. It's about vitality, the experience, letting people select from a catalog. She explains this while her breathing quickens a little. She's riding your cock. Five. Six. Her impossible agility is somewhat attributable to the way she just floats up and down on it, keeps her eyes locked on yours, only her glare, only her control, only her. Even with your arms heavy, despite the condition you're in, Your shoulders twitch. Your hips begin to jerk spasmodically, desperate for a release that you know is being prevented by her eyes. Your legs kick and kick. Your balls feel that heavy tension. This is because they need to come. You're breathing quick, your face flushed, your eyes begin to water, but still you stare, smiling and blank, into hers. 7. She rides so close, so tight against you, keeping your cock deep. You feel the shape of her pussy within, brushing against ridges and squeezing muscle that sometimes lock your cock inside, sometimes let it go. Her internal structure seems impossible. 8. So soft, and yet able to just suck you up. You feel the cum from before being sucked into her pussy, feel your tip being sucked deep by her muscle contractions. That fit body is twitching just like yours. 9. Come for me. She commands it, then dives swiftly for the side of your neck opposite her last bite, a place you hadn't been bitten before. They always do it at the same place, at the farm. This is new. A mark. A bite, deep, groaning, and pleasurable, breaking new ground. Your cock is allowed to come. You come with her fangs in your neck, and the heat of your pulse moving into her. Her whole body heats up, including inside her pussy, and she takes just a mouthful or two, and then licks the holes as they patch up. You are coming. Spattering your cum deep inside her pussy, which sucks that up too, sucks hard. She's moaning into your neck. Done biting, done swallowing, you heard her swallow in the same way her pussy made those hot sucking sounds around your penis. She rode down to your balls, pushing your penis as deep within as it is possible for it to go. Her breasts are bouncing. Nipples sticking out, pushing into your chest. Seeing her eyes is impossible now, but their red afterimage remains in your sight, while her face is against your shoulder, breathing hard. Her orgasms are restrained, precise. The biggest clue is how your penis is in a vise, squeezing it tight, tighter than she intended. It throbs, and your cum can barely squirt out after a few seconds. Luckily, the last drops. They seem to have to push hard to ooze out into her. You have marked deep inside, and she seems to like it. The hand that isn't pinning you to the bed slides down to her abdomen, rubbing there. She slips off you. A massive amount of cum oozes down, and since you're not looking in her eyes, not despite your best efforts, you get to feel it dribbling over your crotch, down your butt, down off the head of your cock in rivulets. Some is inside her, but she grabs a clean towel from the bedside and pushes it against her pussy. She's still shivering, and her legs would be unsteady if she had to stand on the ground. You're so heavy, so spent, your balls can feel empty like this, and that's amazing, and you didn't know. And you're looking at her body, at your cum oozing from her perfect, tight pussy. You try to look up at her eyes, but your neck and head are honestly too heavy when paired with the dual stinging bite marks, despite their closure under influence of her saliva. One you're always bitten on. One she just made. Sting. Cock pulse. You see your cock is limp, but every time your new bite stings, your cock tries to get hard. Impossible, after two in such a short period. She looks at you. Shit, you're making a mess. A towel in hand, she gently lifts your lower body effortlessly by one leg, slides it under you. You feel the wetness of her own juices and the remnants of your cum on it. You look at her red eyes, her red lips, grinning as she walks away. You hear the shower turn on. She's cleaning up. You try to get up, to follow her, to head for the door. Impossible to know. The moment you try to slide off the bed, your dick, as hard as it has been, as much experienced as it has been, begins to grow hard. It actually stings. From deep within, the muscles are so sore, but it's a good feeling, like your cock is being massaged from inside. Too sensitive and too good, so it gets hard. You try to slide off the bed. The closer your cock gets to the edge of the bed, the harder it gets. She's showering. She's washing up. Now is your chance, right? When your cock tries to go over the edge of the bed, your hips stop. You sit down firm. You see the image of her red eyes in your vision. Your hand is on your cock. Masturbating right now would make things so difficult. Your cock is sore and you're satisfied and it's hard. You try to stand up, but the moment your cock would cross the line at the edge of the bed, it stops as if an invisible force field were there. You sit down, seeing her red eyes. You see them still. You wonder what she did to you. You're hard. You jerk your cock. You hear her humming, singing in the shower. You jerk your cock. It is hard again. It hurts. It feels good. Your cock feels so good. You will masturbate until you break. Sitting there, trying to get up, every time you try, your cock sits you back down and demands you jerk off harder. Your penis is in charge, and it works for her. The twinge on your neck continues, and your penis is hard, but climax is impossible. Jerking off while she takes her time, jerking off as steam fills the room. Jerking off your penis as she slides a hand over your shoulder. Squeezes the place she bit you. Looks down at your cock in your hand. She's still dripping. Clean. Her fangs are showing. And the red of her eyes takes your will away. As she says, "And where did you think you were going?"